Radio News.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the wealth advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Here we go. Thank you. I need some applause or something. No, don't do that. It's insincere. Welcome back to the program. It's Bucket Strategy Investing, your source for the best in money information. And hey, look who we've got back in studio yet again. It's Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. A big surprise, you're here just about every day, Professor Plum. As am I, I'm Johnny Dean. Now, the big question this hour is this. We're just going to lay it out on the line for you. How do you create lifetime income? Had a question on this yesterday from one of our callers. It's probably true, I'm guessing, that most everyone needs some form of income that will last them a lifetime, no matter where you happen to take it from. But the other question is, what form should that income take? Are you guaranteed anything? So we're going to talk about what lifetime income really is, how you might be able to create it, how it could fit into your retirement plan, and a whole lot more. That's coming up with Professor Plum in just a couple of moments. Now, our number here in studio, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. You can also email us at our website, wealthed.com. at the Find Your Answer link there near the upper part of the page. We will read and answer your email questions live here on the program. Our brain trust advisor in chief. That's what I called you yesterday. I'm calling it to you again today. Professor Plum, like there's anybody else. Okay, you're the guy. He's here once again, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. There are many components, as you can tell, just by watching and listening to this program. There are many components of putting together a successful retirement and a successful portfolio. But a big part of all of it is having a workable strategy, one that is tailored to meet your individual goals. And finding the right type of retirement strategy for you, hey, it's as easy as giving the Brain Trust advisors a call. You can reach them and us, but off the air at 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. That's the number at Lucia Capital Group. You can talk to Professor Plum or any of the nationwide Brain Trust advisors through Lucia Capital Group. Again, 800-644-1150. That's off the air, but you need the number on the air right now because we got all the lines open for you. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Lifetime income, important.
Very.
As I said, I think it with the TV intro, you know, everybody has to have some form of income. If you got $100 million, you still have income. You have to have some kind of income, not from an outside source, right? Because you got $100 million.
Yeah, but the people that have $100 million, their expenses tend to be a little bit higher than the rest of us.
Well, of course, and so they've got to watch
they've
it.
They've got to create a portfolio that gives them an income
yes.
of, you know, $2 million a year. How do you get by on $3 million a year anymore?
Well, it would be very difficult to do so, but, you know, so I'd have to work out a plan.
It's all relative.
It really is. So first of all, you know, what do we mean when we say lifetime income? Obviously, if you got $100 million, you're going to be able to take it from that. But what do we mean?
Not
by
necessarily.
That?
I mean, 100 million. Like I said, it's all about how much you're going to spend versus how much you have, and where is the income coming from? Now, the difference between that person with $100 million versus a person with $500,000 is that person with $100 million tends to be a little bit more sophisticated investor, tends to be a little less emotional about what's happening with the markets, and understands that the markets do go up and down. The rest of us, the more normal individual out there that has, you know, some amount of money, much less than $100 million, we tend to be emotional. We tend to be fearful. We tend to follow the herd. We tend to do things at the wrong time for the wrong reason. And when it comes to investing, we tend to screw it up. We screw it up more by selling out a portfolio when it's going down That can be one of the worst things that somebody can do. We saw this happen a lot in 2008. We saw it happen a lot in 2000, 2001, and 2002. When the market's heading lower, for somebody who is relying on their portfolio to provide an income, when they see it drop by 3 or 4%, no big deal. When they see it drop by 30 or 40%, big deal, because the rest of their life is drying up in front of their eyes. They don't have the ability to, you know, rationally say, it will come back, and I'll be able to withstand this, but they end up selling. And they usually sell either right before or right after the recovery starts. And that's where we get into some really bad situations financially. It wasn't that the market dropped. It wasn't that the market dropped unexpectedly. It's going to drop. Expect it. We just don't know exactly when. So we have to be able to do something that takes us, our emotion, our stupidity in many respects, out of the equation. And for most people, if they have enough income from a source that they can't screw up, the market can't screw up, that can't change, that won't change, if they have enough income coming in to cover their expenses, they're less likely, at least studies have shown, they're less likely to sell out at the bottom or sell out on the way down or try to get in, you know, and push as much juice out of the portfolio as they can get by staying in longer than they should have. And so by having this income, by having enough Social Security, enough pension, enough, you know, stabilized income coming in the door to cover all the expenses, we become better investors for the rest of the portfolio.
Yeah, and you can think about it too. It makes intuitive sense in this case, because if I've got trouble and I know that six months from now I've got an expense and I'm not going to be able to cover it, the irrational person in me is going to say, "Gosh, I've got
and
my
it's
portfolio.
In everybody."
Right? Yes, I got my portfolio. I'm going to have to get more aggressive with this, because in the next 6 months to a year, I better, you know, have X number of dollars, and that creates problems.
Or it goes down by X percent, call it 20% or something, 30%, and you're saying, I got to get out now because I can't afford to lose more. And, you know, whether it's a year down the line, 2 years down the line, 10 years down the line between now and when you need the money. In most cases, no. A year down the line, maybe not. And that's where we have to do a strategic plan to make sure that if you're using something that has that kind of volatility, you have a long enough time horizon. But the idea behind the whole lifetime income, general, you know, guaranteed income, stable income, depending upon where we're getting the income source from, is to take away some of our emotional baggage, the ability to act irrationally right along with the market.
So this is why it matters, because it can take that element out of it. Now, lifetime income, what should it cover?
Well, it should cover at least, you know, from what I understand, I'm not retired yet, but when we wake up in the morning, there are expenses that we're going to have. There are going to be expenses whether we go out and party, whether we go out on vacation, whether we go out and do anything. There are expenses, whether it's your rent, if you have a mortgage, your property taxes, your insurances, you know, gas and electric, utilities. You have expenses. Now, they're not the same number for everybody, so everybody's got a little bit different need in this area. So if you have a mortgage, your expenses are a little bit higher than some, or rent, than somebody who has a free and clear house that has a fairly low property tax base. So we have to look at what is it that you need to spend on an annual basis, monthly basis, just by waking up in the morning. It's going to happen. There's no way around it. Now, there's going to be some variability in it. I mean, gas and electric goes up and down a little bit from month to month, depending on whether you use the heater or the air conditioner. Your water bill may change slightly, but it's not, you know, outrageous. You can look at it and you have a certain expectation of what that's going to cost, at least over a year's period of time. So we want to build in enough income to cover those baselines, the things that we need to do, the things that we have to do on an annual basis, monthly basis. We know that, you know, we know these bills are going to be there. So we would like to have and should have enough direct income. Where are you going to get it from? First place for most people is their Social Security when they're retired. Now, if you don't have enough Social Security to cover all your needs, then if you have a pension, that's another source. Those are the two main sources. A third source that some people have is a very, very stable rental income flow. Stable from the point of view that you have more than one rental. You're not worried about losing one renter and losing all of the income from that source. But some people have built up very nice rental portfolios and they can count on a certain amount of income. Now, that income is not necessarily guaranteed, but it tends to be fairly stable. So we can use at least some of that income to help, you know, satisfy that direct income need. And so when we're looking at creating direct income, the question then comes, do you want it to be rock solid guaranteed, like the Social Security, like a pension, or what an annuity would provide? Or are you okay with a little bit of volatility potential with something like a very large rental stream? And so we can build a lot of layers of that direct income, that pensionized income, however, whatever you want to call it, from these different sources. Now, there are people who, at this point, don't need any more direct income. You know, their Social Security and or their pensions are more than enough to meet all of their needs, let alone just their fixed needs. I've met individuals that have more. They're still saving in retirement. We can't figure out how to get them to spend more money. But that's not everybody. There's a lot of people where their Social Securities are X amount of dollars, and they need more than that, but they don't have a pension. And so they're going to need to take it from their portfolio. And they're going from a position of saving and accumulating assets and not really paying attention to the portfolio, and then going into retirement, going into the distribution phase, saying, how the heck do I get this to work? And when they have to start making it work for them, now they're starting to get a little anxious. I mean, unless you have $100 million and you only need, you know, $1,000 a month from that portfolio, most of us look at the portfolio and say, I need a reasonable distribution. How do I make this work?
Right. So as you said, there are different forms that it can take. You have some people have pensions, Social Security. Many, if not most, have Social Security. Perhaps you've got a rental that can add to it. But you know what? A lot of people don't. They don't have a rental property. They don't even have pensions anymore.
So they need to buy a pension.
So what do? They need to buy a pension. You say, what? What do you mean buy a pension? Yes, pensions can be bought. Absolutely. Lifetime income, guaranteed lifetime income, can be bought. We're going to talk about this when we come back. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Blum, here from Lucia Capital Group, taking your calls on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, certified financial planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, chartered financial consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
This Father's Day, get your dad the gift of music at Guitar Center. With a Williams 88-key digital piano for just $169, a Mapex piccolo snare, or a Cordoba ukulele, your choice, just $49. Get a 12-pack of D'Addario strings for just $30. Or get a free $10 promo e-gift card with every $50 Guitar Center e-gift card you buy from now until June 18th. For terms and conditions, go to GuitarCenter.com. This Father's Day, celebrate the musician you call dad at Guitar Center, in-store or online.
That power drill you bought in 96 is working about as awesome as a 20-year-old drill should, meaning not so awesome. So trade it in at Napa and get a $25 instant rebate toward a new DeWalt cordless drill kit. There's only one word to describe instantly getting $25 off a new DeWalt drill, and that word is awesome. That's Napa know-how.
or participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Trade-in rebate may vary. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, and the old crew standing by to take your calls. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We've got like four lines open right now. So if you've got questions on anything that we talked about, you can call right now. Lines are open. So, all right, before the break, we threw this out there. Pensions, they can be bought. Well, okay, first of all, Professor Plum, I mean, talk about it. What is a pension?
A pension is a form of an annuity.
Exactly.
What is an annuity? An annuity, by its strictest definition, the oldest one, it was a stream of income payments. And so what you're doing, what you're looking to potentially do is buy a stream of income payments that doesn't change. It can't change. It won't go down. As long as, you know, you buy it for a certain period of time, usually you're buying it for a lifetime, maybe a joint lifetime between you and your spouse. And the insurance company says, okay, here's the price. You give us X amount of dollars. We promise to pay you this monthly for the rest of your life, your spouse's life, for as long as either one of you are alive, or they can put some other parameters on it as well. And this is going to happen. And the insurance company, as long as you stay with the good ones, the bigger ones, they're going to continue making that premium payment, that benefit payment, for as long as you live. So you get your Social Security. If you have a pension, you get that. And if you have one of these annuities, that's an immediate annuity, you get a payment for the rest of your life. Now you know. It's like getting a paycheck every month. Now, whether or not you like the cost is another issue. And with today's environment, with interest rates where they are now, the cost to buy an immediate annuity where you give the insurance company a chunk of money and they promise to pay you for the rest of your life, the cost is usually pretty high right now because the insurance company can't make that much money off of it either.
Right.
And so they've got, and they also, not only do they have to make enough money to pay you, they have to make enough money to pay themselves because they're in it for profit, right? So to try to replicate an immediate annuity similar to a pension is a little bit more difficult today with interest rates where they are. In many cases, though, that's what pensions are doing. Behind the scenes, you don't even know it. They're using insurance companies. They're using, you know, to guarantee the payment coming through the pension. Sometimes not, sometimes yes. But the idea is it's not going to change. You're going to get a structured payment for the rest of your life. With the way interest rates are today, though, there's other ways to get guaranteed fixed payments for the rest of your life. Now, generally, they're fixed. You can, I have seen, where they can put inflation components to it, where the payment will go up at some predetermined rate every year, a 2% increase every year, 3% increase every year. But what happens when you do that is you start at a lower number, and ultimately, if you live longer, if you finish at a higher number, getting an income every year. In today's world, it just doesn't look all that attractive because you have to start fairly low. But what insurance companies have realized over the last couple of years is there are potentially better ways in our interest rate environment and our economic environment today to provide a guaranteed income. Now, one of the things people did not like about the traditional immediate annuity is that I have no access to the cash. The cash is gone.
It's bought. It's like buying a car.
It's
you can't get the
money back. It's an irrevocable decision. And so if I need to get the money back, if I change my needs and I don't need this guaranteed income anymore, it's done. I don't have access to the cash. If I want access to cash, I have to go out and sell a portion of my annuity to one of these companies that will buy it from me, and basically they're stealing it from you. So realistically, the cash is gone. There is no cash left, and you don't have any flexibility in life. So insurance companies have taken deferred annuities, deferred index annuities, and deferred variable annuities, and put riders on them. for a fee that will guarantee a certain level of income. But at the same time, even though you may be taking an income from the contract, the cash value that's still there is yours to do with as you please as far as how, the parameters of the contract. If it's an index, it can grow and earn interest. And if 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, subject to a surrender charge depending on how many years that goes, if I change my mind, I don't want that income anymore, and I want the cash value to do so, I can cash that policy out, and the cash is still my cash. Assuming there's still cash value in it, I can take the cash value. Now, so the big decision is, how do we want to invest that cash value? Do we want to invest it in an interest-bearing account where the interest is tied to an index, or do we want to invest it in a variable account where the variable is, the up and down movement is based on whatever investment decisions I choose? So it's a different attitude towards how you want to invest money. Now, on that second one, there's fees. I mean, there's fees in both of them when you have these riders, but there's more fees on the variable side. I'm just, you know, telling you that up front. And from a rate of return standpoint, if you look at a 20, 30-year lifetime payout with this, what are you earning on your cash value over that period of time? It's not the greatest. It's, you know, it's 3-5% somewhere, yeah, in that area, if you live long enough. So it's not the greatest rate of return, but it can enhance the legacy that you leave for your heirs. Well, wait a minute, Rick, that doesn't make any sense. If I have a less potential rate of return, how does that increase the amount of money that I potentially leave to successive generations? Well, the reason is what we talked about in the first segment. You tend to be a more stable investor. You tend to not panic and sell out at the bottom, which allows your money to grow, allows it to recover, allows it to come back, rather than pulling the money out and sitting it in something safe so it won't lose any more money and then missing out on the recovery. You tend to ride it out, and you tend, at least according to studies, you tend to have more money over time than otherwise. Not because these are the greatest return investments in the world. It's because of what they do for you psychologically. And that's an important issue. Sleeping at night, whether you're retired or working, being able to sleep at night without worrying about money, without having that burden on your shoulders, is a wonderful feeling, not having to worry. And so that is that you're buying peace of mind in many cases. Now, if the markets do well and you happen to have one of the variable types of contracts, you may actually end up with money left over, and whatever money is left over goes to your heirs. Now, or if you die too soon, you know, unlike the immediate annuities of the old days, or we still can get them today, but where when I die, when my wife dies, the money stops. With these newer contracts, whatever the cash value is, remember I said that whatever the cash value was during your lifetime, if you wanted to take it, you could take it. Well, if you die, the cash value is there to pass on to successive generations, to heirs, whoever you want to leave it to. Yeah. Now, the drawback is they tend to have a little bit lower distribution. Instead of getting a higher distribution, which, you know, from an immediate annuity of 6-8% potentially, depending on age, you're probably going to be in the 5% range of distribution guarantees from the guarantee withdrawal benefit.
Yeah. Now, there's a difference here between distribution and rate of return.
Oh, very much so.
Because we need to. You just said if you're looking at rate of return, it's not very good. But people often confuse rate of return with distribution, because if we say something like, well, you know, you can get maybe 6-7% on one and only 5% on another, what we're talking about here, as you just said, is distribution rate. Let's just clear that up, make sure everybody knows the difference.
I was looking at a rate sheet the other day on immediate annuities, and it talked about the payout. But it made it seem like it was what you were earning. They had an 8-8.5% payout for I think it was an 80-year-old or 78-year-old individual. Well, that means that if I were that age, call it 80 years old, and I put in $100,000, they would pay me $8,000 a year. Now, it takes about 12 years for that to even just give me my own money back. So I've got to really expect to live a little while. That brings up a good point, though. Longevity is a key. There are a couple reasons to be looking at any kind of lifetime income product that you're going to buy. And one of them is, you need lifetime income. That's the first key. Do you need lifetime income? The second key is longevity. Do you have the longevity that it takes to make it worthwhile to buy one of these types of products?
Yeah, and when we come back, we've got to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to explain specifically how these things work, all right? What happens when you give a chunk of money to the insurance company? You've got the immediate side. You've got the deferred side, as we might call it, and some of these lifetime income benefit riders. All right, 877-PLANNER. You've got questions. We've got answers. Brain Trust coming right back with more right after this.
Some people willingly take on risk, like skydivers. They may find risk exhilarating. Most of us would rather avoid risk. When it comes to investing strategies, many investors want to keep their feet on the ground and reduce their exposure to risk. A risk buffer strategy through the purchase of an annuity contract is designed for investors who want the potential for growth when the markets are positive, potentially with some protection from losses when they're not. If you're concerned about stock market volatility and the threat of another market collapse, learn where a risk buffer strategy may fit in your investment mix. You may be able to cover losses to a certain extent when markets decline, but potentially enjoy a reasonable amount of growth when markets rise. Watch an informative short video to learn exactly how a risk buffer strategy works at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. A December 2015 Gallup poll found that nearly three-quarters of those surveyed expected this year to start with stock market volatility. Their concerns were valid. According to CNN and other sources, this January was the worst month in the stock market since 2009. But even though we may have anticipated stock market decline, are we prepared for them? Are we prepared if we should see another market meltdown like 2008? Lucia Capital Group invites you to discuss your retirement strategy and review your exposure to potential portfolio losses if stocks stumble. What alternatives to stocks and bonds might you consider adding to your investment mix? Schedule an appointment with your local Lucia Capital Group advisor now. The consultation and review of your current financial plan is free. Call 800-644-1150 to schedule an appointment. That's 800-644-1150. And learn more at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Focus. You need it to run a business, so don't let legal questions distract you. Use LegalZoom instead. Things like lease agreements and employment laws get complicated, but they're part of running a business. That's why LegalZoom built a network of independent attorneys in 48 states. You can rely on them for the legal details without paying by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. So focus on growing your business and use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store. Staples.com for details.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351, 888-999-1351.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song.
877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. They never did discover who put the bomb in the box. I think whoever did it got away with it.
Well, it was a time where they didn't have very good investigative techniques.
Well, no, they didn't. They suspect it was
no
the guy.
No DNA.
They suspect it was the guy in the grassy knoll, but they don't know for sure.
It was his partner.
It may well have been. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. We're just wasting time. Okay, get on board if you have questions. 877-PLANNER. Now, let's take an example here. We've been talking about lifetime income here for the last couple of segments. Important stuff. How do you create lifetime income? If you don't have a pension, you might have Social Security, but it may not be enough. And your work never had a pension. You have a 401k, maybe. But, you know, who's to say that that's going to last forever? There's certainly no guarantee that it's going to continue to pay you for the rest of your life, what you need. So you can buy a pension. And the type that we're talking about here comes from an insurance company, annuity type, which is all a pension is. People get awfully afraid, Professor Plum, when they hear that A word.
They hate the annuity word.
Or they don't understand it, and they say, I've only heard bad things about it, and, you know, I'd like to stay away from it.
And unfortunately, we've seen a lot of annuities missold and misrepresented, and that tends to cause a lot of problems because people don't get what they thought they were going to get, and they don't like that.
They don't like it at all.
Shouldn't.
Again, it's only because of perhaps of what they've heard. And the problem, of course, is with annuities, as you said, they get missold. They get they're given to the wrong people. Because that may be all this particular individual knows how to sell or can sell.
And there's lots of different kinds of annuities, whether it be an immediate annuity or a deferred annuity, a fixed annuity or a variable annuity. I mean, there's different things going on, and understanding it does take a little bit of time. I mean, unfortunately, it's a foreign area for a lot of people. Finance in general is a foreign area for a lot of people. So how do they work? How does it work for you? The immediate annuity is pretty straightforward. You put the money in, they pay you out. On the other side, the deferred annuities with the lifetime income riders, they still work like a deferred annuity. It's just that if the cash value runs out, and if you have not taken more than a certain dollar amount out. The certain dollar amount is determined by the income base and a percentage specified by the contract. And as long as you stay within the parameters of the contract, even if the cash value goes to zero, the insurance company will stand behind it and continue to pay that payment.
Right. And then when they talk about guarantees, what we're talking about is guarantees of the full credit and the faith and the strength of the insurance company, the claims paying ability, as they call it with the insurance company. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a couple of calls because I know we have some questions on this stuff. And then we're going to, at some point here shortly, give you examples of exactly what happens when you hand the insurance company a stack of money and you say, here, I want this immediate annuity, or I want this deferred annuity, or this variable, or whatever, and tell you exactly how they work. So that's coming up, but I do want to take some calls. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Slim, give us a call back in Tulsa. I know you were waiting. Let's move along next then to Phil in Seattle, Washington. Hello, Phil.
Hey, guys. Good show.
Thank you.
Really enjoying it.
Thanks.
My question is, and this is a perfect segue, as you started getting into the payment ability of the insurance companies, and I'm very familiar with annuities, and my big concern is we've been in this low interest rate environment, and possibly even going into the potential of negative interest rates. And so during a market, I'm of the belief that our next correction or bear market could be even worse than the 2008 correction. And so how the insurance companies, how can they meet these obligations going forward, especially if we start getting in rising interest rates and or we get into negative interest rates, and do they play in derivatives? That's my other question.
Well, you talked about how bad the 2008 correction was. And I look back at it and say, was the 2008 correction that bad? If you didn't have to sell your securities or the assets that were volatile at that time, you're still a lot better off today than you were in 2007. It was only bad if you sold or had to sell or didn't have to sell but still did sell during the downturn. So that's the way, and insurance companies do a lot of the same things we talk about as far as segmenting time horizons, putting safety reserves for payouts and things of that nature. And there are rating agencies that go through and look at their ability to withstand downturns. You know, they don't look at it, well, under the best case scenario, this is what we expect. They look at it as under the worst case scenario, what was it expected? At least the worst case that they can think of. Now, it doesn't mean that they won't get worse. So I do look at the ratings agencies. I do look at how well they've run. I look at the older insurance companies that have been through this. They were through, you know, many of these insurance companies have been around for a long, long time. They came through the downturns that we've seen in 72, 73, 74. They came through the downturns of 2000, 2001, 2002, 2008. They've gone through that and they've continued to make their claims and continue to pay. Now, as far as what the insurance companies do with the money, it depends on the type of contract that and the money that's backing it up. Typically on a fixed annuity, they're using a very large portfolio, the general account of the insurance company, that's invested in a variety of things, including real estate, buildings, very large buildings. They own them directly. Insurance companies are one of the larger owners of big corporate commercial real estate in the United States. They have a lot of, you know, safer assets, and some will even have some stocks in there, but it's a smaller percentage. They deal a lot with the alternative universe so that they can have a more stable long-term income. That's another reason why they also put surrender periods on the money, because they need to lock it up for a longer period of time. Then, and so if somebody wants out in the first 3, 4, 5 years, they may have to, you know, hold back some money as a surrender period, surrender charge, to make up for the risk that they're taking over a short period. But as long as we're dealing with fairly sizable, fairly strong, well-rated companies, I'm not that worried about the safety of it. Now, it is important, especially if we're dealing with one of these lifetime income products, because by the very definition, we're expecting to stay with this particular product for the rest of our life. And that's right. Hopefully a long time, because if it's not a long time, you shouldn't have been buying it in the first place. I mentioned longevity is one of the things you should have on your side to even be looking at one of these types of products. So you want to stay with very well-rated, big, older, long-term insurance companies. There are some smaller ones that are lower-rated, newer to the market, that don't have the reserves, that will offer a bigger benefit, but you have to weigh in the fact that they're not very well-rated. And I would want to make sure, I'm doing this to be able to sleep at night. I don't want to have to worry about the insurance company. As far as what they're doing, when you buy an index annuity, regardless of what's happening with the guarantees or not, the index annuity company, they're taking a very large portion of that and putting it into very safe investments to back up the guarantees. But they are taking a portion of that money and they're using it to buy options on the particular index that you're using, S&P, Russell, whatever it is. And that way they can control a very large movement with a very small amount of money. And if it goes against them, they don't lose very much money. Now, they're doing that, and that's how they can try to back up. That's how they back up the interest rate that they're paying you based on the movement of an index. But it's also why they're not giving you 100% of the movement of the index.
Do you have some money with an insurance company in this regard, Phil, or what?
Yeah, I've got a couple different ones.
Okay.
And so, you know, with what they're doing is, and that's when we have to look at it, what is the formula for determining the rate of return, the interest rate that the index annuity company is going to pay me on my contract? The cash value is guaranteed. It is safe. And it's backed up by basically the general fund of the insurance company. But they have taken a portion of the money that you've given them and everybody else has given them for that contract, and they've bought options. Options on this particular S&P, Russell, whatever index they're dealing with, to help them create the interest to be able to pay you if that index is positive. But like I said, none of them give you 100% of the index. Now, I was looking at some the other day that were talking about how they had 100% participation rate and no cap and no spread rate. And I saw this on Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm like, wait a minute. That means they're giving me 100% of the upside with absolutely no downside. And then I looked a little further and found that they were using a balanced portfolio, a multi-asset portfolio.
No risk involved there.
And 30% of that multi-asset portfolio was in cash. 30% of it was in short-duration funds. And so they were basing it on the growth of 60% of my money having at best a 1% or 2% rate of return.
Right.
That's a participation rate in my mind. So only 40% of the money was actually in the index. So at if the index went up 20%, you know, I get an 8% return. Big deal. I mean, so you have to understand the math that's going in behind it. Now, so when we're dealing with the variable annuity side, that one, the cash value, they're like sub-account. Well, they are sub-accounts. They're like mutual funds. And they go up and down based on, you know, the movement of the market or the movement of the investment. That is not backed up by the insurance company. That's, you know, investing performance there. But the insurance company has pulled some reserves back. They are charging you a fee to make sure that they have enough money on hand to pay the guarantees should that investment account go to zero. Stay with the big companies, the well-rated companies, and you'll be fine.
Great. Thanks. I'm about ready to go into a dead zone here on my cell phone.
Okay.
But thank you for the answer.
You're welcome, Phil, and thanks. Thanks. There's a lot of information there, I know. But you know, this is stuff that you need to know, and I'm glad you asked that because yes, it does depend on how the insurance company is rated and how much they can pay out. All right, 877 Planner. We got a lot more to talk about. 877 PLANER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, coming right back with more on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use, designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
outdoors, maybe a living room. Oh no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Market strategy investing. Hey, guess what? There's another hour of this coming up in many cities across the country. So tune in, turn on, and don't drop out. Just stick around, okay? 877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Happy to take your phone calls on anything that's on your mind. Doesn't have to be on lifetime income, although we've been talking a lot about that this hour. It can be on anything at all. Can you make it from here to there? Can you retire? Can you retire like today? How long is your money going to last? Here's how much I've got. Figure out how long it's going to last. So we will talk about that. Just give us a call, 877-752-6637. Emails at wealthed.com. So let's take an example here, since we're talking about annuities and we're talking about lifetime income and being able to purchase some form of guaranteed lifetime income. Let's say you just take a chunk of money, and I'll use this for easy math, $100,000.
Okay.
You hand this over to an insurance company and you say, okay, I know the choices. Let's start with an immediate annuity. What happens?
Well, they'll turn around and start paying you back in income starting usually the next month. And if it's just a life-only annuity, they'll pay it for you for as long as you live. If you don't live that long, they keep the excess. If you live a really long time, they're going to be paying you out that check for a very, very long time.
And they're going to dig into their pockets if they have to.
Well, they're going to dig into the general account, yeah. So Right. What happens is they take that $100,000 after whatever's left of it after paying the upfront expenses that they're incurring, and they basically invest it in the general account, and they say, we need to earn X amount of dollars overall to be able to continue to pay out this payout. We know what we're paying out, and the amount that you're going to receive is based on your age. Now, they're not medically underwritten, but they are looking at your age. They're saying, okay, you're 65 years old, 60 years old, 70 years old, whatever the case may be. Life expectancy for somebody your age, this is where the law of large numbers comes in, the actuaries come in. And they say, somebody who is 70 years old probably has about a 16-year life expectancy. Now, you're saying, wait a minute, I thought life expectancy was 82, 83. For all people in the U.S., life expectancy is that. But that's talking about from birth. And there's a lot of people that unfortunately don't make it to age 65, 70 that are counted as part of that overall average. If you've already made it to 70, you actually, your life expectancy is a little bit longer than the average in the United States because you've already made it that far. So it might be 86, 87 if you're already at 70. So they're looking at, the insurance companies have got very good histories on this. They've been doing this for a very long time. They know about how many people how many people in 1,000 are going to die in that over a period of time. So they base the payout on your life expectancy. If you live just a normal life expectancy, you're probably going to earn a 3% rate of return or so right now, given today's environment. If you live a lot longer than your life expectancy, now you're making some money. But on the other side, if you don't make it to your normal life expectancy for somebody your age, the insurance company makes out and makes some extra money. Now, you can put parameters on it that say, if I die too soon, I want this payment to continue to somebody for the balance of 10 years, 20 years. Those are called certain, term certain periods. And anytime the insurance company is on the hook and they know that they might not get paid back early or get to keep the extra money, you might not die, they're going to lower the payout to you. They're on the hook more. Anytime the insurance company assumes risk, they're going to charge you more for doing so. And the way they charge you is by paying you out less. Now, one of the things that people get confused about is the taxation of an immediate annuity versus the taxation of these other types of annuities. And we can get into that, but generally what's happening is when you give them $100,000, you're getting some of your own money back right away because it's like amortizing a loan. They're paying it off over a period of time. And so each payment that I'm receiving is part my money and part interest. And there's something called an exclusion ratio. And how much of that payment is excluded from taxation? In today's world, unless we're doing a 1035 exchange in with a lot of deferred money on a brand new immediate annuity contract, the majority of the payment that I'm receiving is my money. So
right.
I may get if I put in $8,000 or $100,000, I may get a $7,000 a year payment. But on my tax return, it shows up at $1,500 or $2,000. So I've got a lot more cash flow than I do taxable event. So that can actually help from a taxable event. The problem is it's still a fairly low rate of return.
Yeah, and as you said, when you hand the insurance company the money and they're going to start paying you immediately back, if you're only 55, 60 years old, they're going to keep that payment fairly low.
Well, because they know they're going to end up probably paying it for 30 years.
Your life expectancy is longer. Now, if you have somebody who's, say, 80 years old.
And so for people that are in their 80s, the immediate annuities actually can work out in their favor because they look at it as, normal life expectancy is like 8 years. And so they're going to basically make a payout over 8 years. And if you've got good longevity, you've got good genes, the insurance company doesn't underwrite this. They don't know that everybody in your family's lived to be 105. And so you can play those odds against the insurance company and get a pretty good payout, especially for the older ages right now.
Yeah.
But if you unfortunately don't make it, the insurance company keeps the rest. So when we're looking at designing these policies, age is a big factor.
Yeah, it is. The idea, of course, if you're purchasing one of these, well, number one, you're getting a payment of X number of dollars. That's going to continue for the rest of your life. But number two, you know that, hey, if I live a long time, they're going to already have given me back all of my own money plus whatever they were able to earn on it.
And now I'm making bank.
And now they're having to go somewhere into their general pocket somewhere and start paying me. Now at that point, your rate of return, maybe you don't care, but your rate of return actually starts to increase.
Oh, very much. The rate of return on an immediate annuity is not known. Well, I should say on a lifetime payment immediate annuity is not known until you die. Because to calculate the actual rate of return, you need to know a couple things. How much money went in up front, how much money is being paid out, and for how long. Now, if it's a pure term certain where it is going to go for 10 years only, 20 years only, whether I live or die, this payment's going to last 120 payments, 10 years. That's it. That one we can calculate what the actual rate of return is. 20-year term certain, not life contingent, term certain only.
Right.
Okay, we know all the factors. We know what kind of rate of return you're getting. The life ones, you got to die before we know exactly what you're going to earn.
Right. Now you can calculate how much you've earned so far.
And you can calculate what you expect to earn if you make it to age 85, 86, 87.
Right. Yes. Now, if you're 80 and you're getting an $8,000 a year payment on
maybe
this.
Maybe even more.
Or 10,000, I don't know what.
Yeah.
Actually, it probably would be. It'd be more like 11 or 12.
Maybe. It could
very
be
likely
very much so.
If you're 80 and you live past, all of a sudden you've gotten all your money back. Every time you get paid after that, you're getting a whole lot more than what you put in.
That makes a lot of sense. But the key word there is
you got to live.
Exactly.
You have to live a long time. So that's your
task. That's the immediate world.
That's the immediate. Now, there are more, okay? The immediate annuity, not so great rate of return, but it can work for somebody who is
older.
Now, next hour, we're going to talk more about these. What about the deferred kind? This is the kind where you hand the insurance company a chunk of money and you say, don't pay me back right away. Keep it for a little while. Earn something on it. Then we'll talk. All right, we're going to come back and talk more. If you need the brain trust, you can talk to Professor Rick Plummer, any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group across the country about all this stuff. And more, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. That's right, another hour is just ahead, 877-PLANNER. We're coming right back.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.